Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Ammo Can Coffee and Social Club in Soldotna was vandalized over the weekend. The locks of the doors were super glued, and the coffee shop's front windows were spray painted with the word "Trainers" underneath the neon open sign. No other store in the plaza allegedly was vandalized. Jason Floyd, owner of Ammo Can Coffee, tells KSRM, this was a targeted attack.
Somebody's upset. We're a private club, so, you know, I don't know if the individual believes we're traitors or everybody in the club's traitors or what exactly means by traitors. We're outspoken proponents for the right to life and politically engaged, and we've got a political podcast, and we encourage conservative groups to meet here. And you know, I'm a staff member for Christopher Kirka and Paul Huber's campaign.
Floyd said the individual responsible allegedly was a male.
You know, pretty brazen. Whoever it was a male who came in walked onto the property about just before 1 a.m. Building cameras caught all kinds of angles of him. If I were him, I'd be shaking in my boots because he was covered by more angles than most Hollywood productions. Police are investigating, and before he did the deed, he walked up and down the sidewalk in front of our place and got on his cell phone and did the deed. So I don't know who was calling him or who he was calling at 1 a.m. in the morning, but you know, it may not have just been him involved.
Floyd says he intends on holding the suspect accountable.
Oh, yeah. We'll press charges and I'll civilly sue him, too. Because this wasn't just an attack on the building. You know, it was an attack on my business, an attack on my family. My business is my livelihood. By super gluing our locks, he meant to intend us some kind of financial harm. Police says how I took it. If I ever find out who it is, I'm going to go after him.
The Kenai City Council unanimously enacted an ordinance that accepts and appropriates donations to the Kenai Community Library for the purchase of library materials. Monetary donations have been received through the Friends of the Kenai Community Library, totaling $3,500. $500 will be spent on behalf of the Pioneers of Alaska on large print books and other items to support the needs of the library users living with visual impairments. Also, $3,000 will be spent on behalf of various donors on print and digital collection items, as well as supplies for the Library of Things collection. Library Director Katja Wolf explains to the council what the Library of Things collection is.
Yes, so these are items that are not traditionally found in libraries. We have computers that can be checked out. People can actually take them home. Our games, our board games, and we have the STEM or STEAM kits, as we call them. Those are all considered Library of Things items.
Council member Henry Nackstedt added,
I want to thank Katja for getting the grants and bringing them forward and the donations. And also wanted to convey as well that over at the Senior Center, I talked about this at the last meeting and they were pretty excited about it, because it looked like something that would apply to a lot of the seniors as well as, you know, other folks here, of course, in the city.
Kenai City Mayor Brian Gabriel said accepting these donations to further the mission of the Kenai Community Library is in the best interest of the city and its residents.
I just want to say I appreciate your work here. As I get older, the kids tease me about the font on my iPhone, because when I download a Kindle book on my phone, I change the font so it goes from 350 pages to like 3,500 pages. So I do get this. I appreciate that you're looking out for us.
For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.